Blog Talk Radio.
Marker, and I know we've got lots of things going on out there, all of us. You can stay in contact with us at Groomer Talk Community. That's petgroomerforums.com. Put the www before that, please. And then you'll go direct to the website. You're welcome to come in with any questions. We post the good news and the bad news. It's whatever. We focus a lot. There's been a lot of good news out there, but I know everyone's under a lot of pressure with other kind of news that we're all dealing with here. And it seems like every hour something new is popping up. What's going on with groomers are giving us some firsthand experience, and it certainly is different for many across the whole U.S. Pretty interesting. We've been talking with some groomers in Europe and Australia as well. So, interesting. But if you want to just talk grooming and get your mind off the COVID, that's fine too. We're doing that too. Just so we can take a break from some of all that kind of stuff. So, today I've got Joe Zuccarello. He's the VP Sales and Marketing at the Paragon Pet School. And Joe is also well known for his podcast. I'm going to give you a little more information. Joe started in the pet industry as a 13-year-old bather brusher in a small grooming shop. After a few years, Joe sought employment at an exciting, growing, and progressive pet resort, and he's had an extensive background in the pet product industry side of things. But he's on a fantastic journey that has now spanned over 32 years. As vice president of one of the world's most prestigious pet resorts for nearly 20 years, Joe was responsible for leading over 200 staff members and 15 managers. His direction of 6 facilities, which included pet resorts, grooming spas, training academies, grooming instruction programs, led to the establishment of a franchise model and a business that pet facility owners and managers from all over the world sought out for inspiration. In early 2018, Joe joined the team at Melissa Verplank Enterprises, home to multiple pet professional development solutions such as LearnToGroomDogs.com, Paragon School of Pet Grooming, White Dog Enterprises, and Whiskers Pet Resort and Spa, and he is their new VP of Sales and Marketing and Business Development. And again, we're going to give you his contact info later in the show, but he also has Hey Joe. It's a podcast created specifically for pet professionals like you and, of course, many of the career seekers that do listen in to Groomer Talk Radio. So I see Joe is online here. Any of you that are listening live, I see you out there. You know what you just have to do is press the 1. If you have a question for Joe, press 1. That raises your hand on my board, and we can connect you with Joe if you want to go live and talk with Joe. So let me open Joe's line here. Joe, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad you're with us. We've been talking about doing this, and now we finally got you with us. That's great to hear, and I know that you've been very busy, and we want to talk with you about that today and what's been going on your side and experience and all. So what's the latest that you've been hearing about the COVID crisis and how it's affecting our pet industry.
Well, you know, it's no secret, obviously, that things are changing every day, every hour. We're seeing state-by-state changes, whether it is mandated closures, highly recommended closures, elected closures of pet service businesses. So, you know, again, it's changing. And what is changing even faster is sort of the court of public opinion, right? Lots of opinions out there and a lot of heartfelt sentiments from pet professionals all up and down the spectrum, whether you are boarding all the way to grooming, training, and whatever out there. So, you know, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of opinion, there's a lot of emotion, as you can imagine. So, at Melissa Verplank's companies, what we're trying to do is to try to bring as much information as we possibly can to our fellow pet professionals out there, as well as some inspiration and even some thought about what's on the backside of this. So I don't think it's a question of if we come back. It's just a question of when we come back and what does that look like, and what can these phenomenal pet professionals out there in the service industry do to prepare themselves and their clients for that comeback.
I agree. There's been some great discussions we've been watching about groomers saying, you know, how is this going to change me when I'm back? Am I going to do things differently? And that's a great question. And who would have thought we'd really be talking about that just a few months ago or anything about, really, here I am, I've been a groomer, I've got my own business, and now I'm really reconsidering how I'm going to operate my business in the future and improve it. Most people are optimistic. It's been my experience. It's hard right in this moment, but in the future, they're going to be more ready if something like this would ever happen again to them. Mm-hmm. Any specific stories that you've heard, Joe?
Well, you know, the stories are boundless. You know, and again, you know, some folks are still open, right? And some folks have either elected or been mandated to close. For those of the pet professionals who are out there that are still open, I've heard a variety of things, from modified check-in and check-out procedures to add distance between not only the people, right? So it might end up being a modified check-in or check-out procedure, meeting the clients at the door and taking the pets in that way instead of allowing the customers into the building, per se. We've seen staggered time-ins and staggered time-outs and just doing things that put not only time but also proximity distance between people. Some of the modified check-in procedures might include using our own slip leads at the door and giving the pet parent the opportunity to take the leash and collar off at the door. We take the dog maybe straight to the tub and bathe the dog straight at the tub. Maybe, again, we don't have two people standing next to each other in the tub area, which, you know, in most grooming salons, they're pretty small. So, you know, we're tight anyway, so maybe staggering shifts to handle the business. One interesting thing is that there still seems to be a lot of pet parents out there that want their dogs groomed. So those that are open are reporting being busy. So it's how do you handle this new busy to try to keep everybody safe. So, of course, maybe masks and gloves, as you can imagine. And I've even seen some people really even look at their use of the masks and gloves because they want to make sure that our healthcare heroes out there have the masks and gloves that they need. So I see a number of our pet professionals, as you can imagine, we're a pretty scrappy bunch, getting pretty creative. And, you know, one idea that I heard shared was, instead of gloves, they're using poop bags or their little plastic grocery bags that they get from the grocery store when they bring their groceries home to their residence. So, you know, just something to have that barrier between, but also keep the critical supplies that require the dexterity of actually having fingers in the gloves for the healthcare heroes out there. So there's been a lot of adaptations. I think if you're going to be open and you're going to do any type of modified business, I think there's a lot to be said for that reminder call the day before, and that's the time when you have the most amount of of safety time for a longer conversation with the pet parent. So getting all of the instructions confirmed, getting the drop-off time, the pickup time, all of those confirmed, any extra services that the pet might need, getting those confirmed. But one big part of that is maybe even considering taking prepayment for any of the services the day before. Use a credit card, use Square, use whatever means you can to collect payment the day before. So anything, again, to reduce the amount of face-to-face time or even 6 feet away time with pet parents. And that keeps everybody safe. And I think it shows if you are open and you're remaining to stay open, whether you're if you've not elected to close. And again, you know, the safest thing really, truly is, I don't think anybody would argue, the safest thing would be to close. So a lot of folks are electing to do that, or like I said, have been mandated to do that. But if you are staying open, listen, that's your choice, of course. But if you're going to do it, you need to maybe take into consideration some of these new processes.
So
those
I agree.
Are a couple of the things that I've heard about the folks that are still providing services out there.
Yeah, we've had some discussions, and people that have really set a new standard for social distancing. These tend to be some in mobile grooming, some in that are home groomers, where they stay in contact with the pet parents by phone. They come by, there's a fenced area, the dog is put into a cage, so the distance could be even 30 feet, you know, instead of typical 6 feet social distancing. Then the groomer, the pet owner leaves, the groomer goes to the crate that was there and gets the dog, does the grooming, sanitizes the cage, and they make an arrangement. The owner drives up in front of the place again, gets the dog out, and the cage is sanitized once again. So some people really thought that out. We're just calling that contact-free, and some people are spreading that news around. And actually, they went to their community, and like the health inspectors, whatever it is that's executing all of the measuring if the social distancing is correct. And they've really given some big thumbs up for going that extra mile, groomers, thinking of ways to do social distancing at 30, 50 feet, and it still works for everyone. So groomers are coming up with ways, and some actually that couldn't groom, they actually had further shutdown rules that they were, but they reversed them and said, oh, you can do something like that. We will listen. So there is some good news out there about things like that turning around. And we did have another one. I know we call him Irish Setter Tom. Reported today that Vegas, they did crack down even on mobile grooming. In Vegas, someone has posted a letter about something from the Attorney General is going to, by their practicing social distancing with mobile grooming, they're going to allow it once again. But I don't want anyone here that's listening to this say, Steve said that it's, I'm telling you what we have heard, what we have heard.
Yeah, and again,
so it's up to you out there to verify, because there could be stuff lying around that we don't know.
To your point, Steve, you're exactly right, and I would make a very strong case for, listen, there's a lot of opinion, a lot of information, there's a lot of misinformation out there as well. So I always just urge everybody, and no matter what type of business you're in, get your information from as direct of a primary source as you possibly can. So reach out to, you know, and there's some confusion out there, obviously. Steve, you've got federal guidelines and mandates, and then you have state mandates and guidelines, and then you even have sometimes community or county guidelines, and sometimes they don't line up, or they don't match up, or maybe they're not as clear. I think what we have to do in this day and age, I think we have to exercise some grace, and I think we have to exercise some empathy for the leadership of all of these areas. I don't know that it's necessarily fair to expect that our leaders in these communities, counties, districts, states, or even the country, this is new for everybody, right? So what somebody might say today might be different tomorrow, and that's just kind of the world we're living in. And I think it goes even bigger than that, and in that it is we can't expect our leaders to understand our business as intimately as we understand our business. And sometimes decisions are going to be made on the most amount of information that they might have at that moment. So again, it's going to change. One thing that's certain is that we're certainly not through with all of the changes. So try to find that pure source of information straight from the source if you can. And you know, I'm a big fan of this hop in, hop out mentality when it comes to news or social media. And we can get lost. Let's say you've elected to close, or you're still open, and when you get home in the evening, you turn on the television, or you start looking at your phone, and you're in your social media, and you're in your different groups. We can actually get lost in that, and I don't think that it's super healthy to fully immerse ourselves in an all-day news cycle or an all-day social media cycle. I think, you know, groomers are producers. Groomers have to feel like they're doing something. I know this group. I've been around you guys for over 30 years, and I know you like a sense of accomplishment. I know you like to produce and do things, get things done. And if you are not working, if you've elected to close, or you have been mandated to close, you can still be productive. There's some really great techniques and really great things that you can be doing in the interim. So, and Steve, we could talk about some of those techniques as well if you feel that the group would benefit by that.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Sure.
As producers, Steve, I think that our groomers out there, this is a talented bunch, a producing bunch. I like to say that groomers are artists, right? And artists like to see a completed job. So one of the things that I think everybody who is of a creative nature, creative soul might be, is maybe brushing up on our skills. So this might be the time when, you know, if you've ever sat back and you said, boy, if I only had the time, I would do this. Or if I only had the time, I would do that. Well, guess what? You might now have the time to do that now. So go ahead and use that time. So if it's brushing up on skills, whether it's your business acumen, your client experience skills, your grooming skills, right? Maybe it's time to learn a new method or how to get faster, or maybe it's a new trim style or whatever that might be. You can still be accomplished. You can still accomplish things. So at Paragon School of Pet Grooming and learntogroomdogs.com, we're trying to make everything from free up to advanced training available to you. So, and we're not the only ones. You know, it'd be kind of silly to think that we're the only ones out there with some really great information and some great education sources. But we're trying to just do our part in this whole mix to serve our customers who are the professional groomers out there. Even as far as we put some videos together, and we're continuing to launch more videos that you can share with your pet parents for in-between maintenance, nail trimming, nail filing, ear cleaning, bathing, drying, washing faces of little smushy face dogs, right? So all of these things that maybe pet parents can do to soften the severity of maybe what those dogs are going to look like when they come back in and they have had an extra week or an extra 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks of growth and not so much attention to their grooming needs. So, you know, we try to put all of that together for everybody so you can feel accomplished. Maybe it's you go in and you paint a wall in your shop. Maybe it's time to sanitize your shop. Maybe it's time to spring clean. So these are those times that if you could have extra time to accomplish things, you do now.
Great. That is a wonderful effort, and I know we'll get that word out between here and the board and all. Is there a special place right now you can tell people where they can find some of that?
Absolutely. The website? The easiest thing, at the website. So the easiest place to go for all of the free, we have put up more free information. We went deep in our archives, and Melissa's just, I don't know if you get a bigger fan of grooming than Melissa, and all of the groomers out there than Melissa. So what Melissa has done is she has actually tasked our team, myself and my team, to put a page together where She is giving away a lot of her information to help people at various different skill levels. So if you're a baby groomer, maybe you haven't even started grooming yet, all the way up to an average or above average groomer, there's something for you here. So the easiest place to go to is learntogroomdogs.com, and that's the numeral or number two. So it's learntogroomdogs.com/come together. And we just hope that this come together page is a place where people do just that. They come together. They come to this page so that these resources are something that helps them through the day as well. So there's a lot there. There's a lot still to come. We're adding new content every day. So it's certainly there. And if you're so inclined and you want to, maybe you've got somebody that you're apprenticing, somebody that's growing up to be a groomer, you know, tomorrow's groomer, future groomer, you can always visit ParagonPetSchool.com as well.
Great. Okay, we will definitely post that out for you this afternoon even and start letting our groomers know about that. Let's see. So any future predictions you think that this might make for the industry in any other ways? Are we going to maybe, I was thinking there was some breakthroughs in salon sanitation, and I know, should we take this more seriously now, as groomers end up, well, I'm going to be positive, say we're getting back to work, however long that is, but what maybe we should be even more aware of salon sanitation all the time. Maybe this will make a big change into that, in at least the professional operations. Any ideas you think about the future? We might see some changes from this.
That's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. And again, Steve, I don't think this is a question of if we get back to work. It's when we get back to work. So
yeah.
My very first prediction is I'm going to steal from something Melissa said on social media just a few days ago. We have to prepare for the ungroomed. We have to prepare short term. We have to prepare when these customers are coming back that they're going to come back and they're going to come back strong. Your customers love you. And that's one awesome part about our industry is that we're built on a relationship platform with our customers. And we love them and they love us. And so they're coming back, but they're going to come back quickly and they're going to come back in droves. So how right now while you're off, if you've elected to close, or you've been mandated to close, what is it that you can do now to prepare for that rush of the ungroomed? Melissa coined the phrase, it's going to be like Christmas week on steroids. It's going to be 2 weeks. It might be Christmas month. It might be, let's say we get back to work. We're all hoping we get back to work pretty soon, but let's say it's April 1st. I would say that for the first 4 or 6 weeks, we are just going to be inundated with business. So what are we doing now to prepare? Are we honing our own skills? Are we taking care of our equipment? Are we maintaining our equipment? Are we getting prepared? Are we maybe thinking about who we're going to need to maybe bring onto our team to help us either temporarily or permanently? And do they have the skills necessary to help us day one of our return? So those are some things short term, Steve, that we might need to be thinking of differently, right? We have months to plan because we know Christmas is coming. We have months to plan. We might go back to work tomorrow. We might go back to work in 2 weeks. We might go back to work next month. We don't know yet. But when we go back, one thing I can guarantee is that your customers that love you, they're going to want in. And you're going to have to also be prepared to have those conversations with the pet parents about maybe a shorter than normal haircut because the dogs are just too tangled or they're too dirty. So, their dogs might look a little thinner than what they normally would. But the beautiful part about the dog's coat is it grows back. So just be prepared. What is it that you're going to be, how are you going to converse with the pet parents when they bring their dogs back if, in fact, that dog's got to go a little shorter than what they're normally used to? So as we're looking at that, I think it's preparing for the Christmas on steroids, that whole rush of the ungroomed. So that's the very first thing. I think after that wave, right, starts to kind of taper off and we get back to what I would consider a sense of normal. We've always been a big proponent of proper sanitization of not only our tools, but our workspace, our shop in general. I think this is a great opportunity for us to be reminded of that. Grooming shops on average, just because of what we have to deal with in a day, they're certainly not as clinical and sterile as hospitals. but they're also sometimes a little bit less than what they need to be, right? So what can you do to kind of just do something maybe a little bit better, a little bit more completely, and a little bit more cleaner maybe in that regard? And here's the thing, so after that wave subsides, you're going to have some people that just naturally, I don't know, is shaking hands even going to be a thing anymore? Or maybe it's not a thing for several months, and eventually, you know, as Americans typically do, we do start to kind of go back to a sense of complacency. But I'm wondering, too, how many of those things are going to be permanent, right? And just our social interactions out there, regardless of the profession or the industry or interaction that we have with customers, that whole customer experience. But also to prepare for that is, I think right now, it's just to stay out ahead of your customers, communicate with them. You have technology now that allows you this to be so simple and so easy and so regular and so personal, and use social media to communicate with the pet parents out there while you're away from each other. They're missing you too. So do your part and connect with them. And what a really great sense of community. So I think what will change for the better for a long time is that the communities that are pet professionals and pet clients of each pet professional, I think are even going to be a stronger bond than what we had before, because now we kind of have a wake-up call of just how important that will be to us. So I think those are some of the things that I think that we need to prepare for the ungroomed. We need to prepare our team for that and our processes and our equipment. But we also need to prepare for is, what is the new normal for interaction after that wave sort of kind of evens itself out?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, great information. I certainly know if in the client relations, I know that some people still answer their phone for their clients. It's a smaller groomer and whatever. And I talk to some of these people and they say, you know, sometimes they're lonely at home and worrying about the dog, and they call me and they just want to talk, and they go, I want my customers to know that they can do that. We can't sit there and do it all day and whatever, but while we are in, you know, more housebound, and now some groomers are telling me some wonderful stories of just people that are having the anxieties and about their pet, and they'll take the call, and they don't want to talk so much about them, but getting their pet through this, and like you're saying, they're already, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen with this? We have some, by the way, this is interesting. I don't know if you've heard of this, what do we have? 3 or 4 posts on people that says, I really have to get my dog's nails cut. And I can get mail order, I can get a clipper, but I've never clipped. But one will say, I did, and I think I hurt my dog. It was just, apparently, we asked, did it bleed? And no. So it's okay, that's just an emotional reaction, and the dog is feeling that, and here's how to do it. But things like that. And so many people, by the way, then said, you know, vets are open. They can do this. You know what? There's almost not a vet in my area that is open. They, too, are practicing sometimes, and they're not mandated to close, but they've still chosen to close, thinking more about their staff, giving them that distancing, being able to stay home. And so I know my vet, he's not open, but he will. There's a way to communicate and to get prescriptions refilled or emergency services, although most of them are being sent to animal hospitals, which are staying open. I haven't found any in our area yet. But a lot of times, just think out there, if you're recommending vets for something like getting the nails cut in the interim, do check well ahead. You may even have to go to an animal hospital there. So we started taking a survey, and there's a lot of vets that are fully closed, but there are, it seems to be, always animal hospitals that are open out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, to your point, Steve, and that's the reason why, you know, our team has put together these, what we're calling at-home tips, for pet parents and for groomers. You can go right to our learntogroomdogs.com/come-together page right now, and you can share those at-home tips You can grab them. You can put them right in your your Facebook feed to your customers, and they're going to feel uncomfortable with it. But here's a couple of really magical things that happens when customers take on their responsibility, at least for some of these maintenance things. Like to your point, let's just talk about nail trimming, and some are going to have a sense of accomplishment because they're going to actually be very successful. They're going to watch this really quick little video. We're going to teach them how to do that. But we're doing it in a safe manner as well, right? Things that pet parents can understand. But let's say they're successful and they get that done. Great. You know, is that threatening to the dog groomer? Absolutely not. Because what's really great about that, I mean, really, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing out there as caregivers for pets, wouldn't it be great if all of our customers knew how to trim their own dog's nails between groomings? I mean, really, that would really help the pet in general, right? If the pet parent in between trimmed their own dog's nails. But let's say they, regardless if they're successful doing it or they're not, they will, I will promise you, they will have an increased appreciation for you, the pet groomer, as to what you have to do every day for pets when, if for whatever reason, they find it a little challenging to trim the nails or bathing the dog at home. Or we all know pet parents out there say that they brush their dogs, and they do. They just don't do it well in most cases, and that's okay. Because, again, they don't know what they don't know. So now they do. You can go and you can grab our brushing and combing video or make one yourself. But you don't have to. We made it easy for you. But if you want to, go ahead. Maybe watch ours and create your own and send it out there if you want. So follow our pattern if you want to put it out there. But the whole idea there is they don't know what they don't know. So we show them. We show them what proper brushing looks like and feels like and proper combing looks like and feels like. Again, I guarantee you they will have a greater appreciation. Does it mean that they're going to spread out their appointments because now they're taking care of their own pet's grooming? No. That's just not going
to
happen.
No, they'll go back to that community.
Don't feel threatened.
No.
Absolutely they will. Absolutely they will. But how great is it that maybe, let's say, Fido's owner out there takes care of Fido a little bit better than others, and maybe Fido doesn't have to have that short summer haircut because they did their part while the dog, you know, had an extra week or 2 or 3 weeks worth of growth at home. So, again, it's all about defining expectations. And how do we do that? We do that by communicating with each other. We do that by communicating with the pet owners out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And this really actually, you know, my mother, who wrote her book on management and whatever, it was always times like this. There was even a very serious 8-year recession in Silicon Valley where we were located. And it was what she did was many, many, many clients were heads of corporations in the industry. And here she was, their groomer, but we put up a job board, and because a lot of, you know, those people were coming by. My mother knew Lucille Packard of HHP and whatever, and we would help the community say, well, maybe you need a job board. And so she actually had put up a job board, or there was temporary work here and there for those years, and it really helped out a lot. This is another case, like you're saying, that we can go that extra mile to be bonding these clients because we show that we care and we really are helping them above and beyond just I'm your groomer doing this service.
Mm-hmm.
So that empathy really will bond. It isn't always about, well, you know, it's what you charge. I'm coming here just for charge. No, there's a big chunk of those people that want the peace in mind and want to be your groomer because they know you care for them as well as their pets, and that just they won't go anywhere else. And this is the time to really stand out to your clients and help. And you're making it a lot easier with this come together, actually. So that's very
well,
nice.
Well, one thing too, Steve, you know, okay, so, you know, I've gotten a lot of questions from our learntogroomdogs.com members. It's a subscription service, so we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members, and what a great community. And they're all talking amongst themselves. We've got their own Facebook group, and they're all talking. So all the learntogroomdogs.com members are all kind of, there's a lot of great positive chatter going on there. But one thing that I keep hearing is well, what are some other things I can do while I'm at home? I elected to close, or I've been mandated to close. So what are some other things I can do from home? And, you know, one of the really great things, you know, if you're communicating with your customers is to maybe you send them some photos and maybe, you know, Bruno came in every week. Well, most pet parents don't know Bruno, you know, but Bruno is this cute little boxer puppy or whatever, and you send that out to everybody, right? And you say, we're missing Bruno, we're missing Fido, we're missing Fluffy, you know, that sort of thing. But one really cool thing is, and this is something I would really encourage, because we want to be a productive bunch, because we want to actually feel accomplished, some of our groomer professionals out there and our members, what they're doing is they are creating decorations for the pets. So, and then they're going one step further, is they are then posting those decorations out on social media up to their pet owners out there, saying, hey, look, these are some of the things that we're going to be decorating your dog with when they come back. And I thought that was really cool, right? So
yeah,
whether you make your own bows, right, whether you make your own bows or bandanas, or you order your dog decorations from people like, you know, Delise Knight over at Bardell Bows, you know, so regardless of whatever you're doing, let your customers know. Just give them a glimpse into your world, even if it's just for a small moment. They will get a real kick out of that. Another thing is, you know, like last week when businesses started to elect to close, and I'll just let everybody know, on Friday, you know, our grooming school and salon that supports the grooming school is in just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we elected to close our school and our salon, our on-campus school and our salon last Friday. Just to be told on Monday that we were mandated to close. So, you know, we were a business day ahead of the mandate. But what we did is we said, okay, well, what can we do to support our students out there? So the same way that I'm asking professional pet groomers to support the pet owners out there, we're supporting our students. So we've got a distance learning program, which is grooming instruction online. We've got our learntogroomdogs.com membership, which is a vast library of instruction videos and such, both on business and grooming skill, but also this free platform and the Come Together page. But last week, we would have been talking about how do I make revenue? How do I, you know, I'm afraid to close because I won't make money, right? Now, again, one of those things that's ever changing. Now, the government just this afternoon, that, you know, at the time of this particular airing, 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, Congress passed the stimulus bill. So, you know, I hope that eases the burden on business owners, small business owners, which I'm not even hoping it will ease the burden. But, you know, we know groomers out there that are selling gift certificates for use on their next appointment. Maybe somebody pays $30, and their next appointment they have a $40 gift certificate to use. So $30 gets you $40, right? So that sort of thing. Or nail punch cards for your walk-in customers, right? And we even have some groomers that are reporting us, and it just blows my mind. But it blows my mind because I'm impressed by it. It doesn't surprise me, though, necessarily. We've got customers out there writing checks. I saw one just the other day. It was a $500 check that a customer wrote a groomer and said, I don't want you – this is not a credit. This is a gift.
Wow.
And that – I mean, you just read those and it just wrenches your stomach for a moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that's why we do what we do. That's what makes this industry so special. Your groomers love you. They will be back. So if you are sort of on that fence, whether you close or you don't close, you know, I think all of those things that we've just been talking about, in addition to the stimulus bill that was just passed, it might make that decision, one way or the other, it's going to make that decision more clear for you to make. So, you know, do what's best for you. Do what's best for the pet. Do what's best for the pet owner. Do what's best, certainly, for your staff, because, boy, oh, boy, you need them healthy. Remember, the ungroomed, the rush of the ungroomed is coming. Everybody needs to be on their game. So you have to stay healthy. And that's one of the things you have to do while you're at home. And again, if you go to our Come Together page, learntogroomdogs.com/come-together, Melissa Verplank does a really great, there's two videos. One is preparing for the ungroomed, and the other one is preparing yourself. And that's about trying to stay healthy, trying to eat right. You know, they're saying the COVID-15, you know, people are at home, they're eating up all their snacks first, you know. But it's not a license to just, you know, gorge and not take care of yourself. Try to stay in your routine. Try to stay healthy so that when we do go back, not if, but when we go back, you're in as best of shape as possible, because you might survive Christmas week on any given year, but can you survive Christmas month or Christmas that lasts 6 weeks long? So that's what really, Steve, I think people really got to focus on. So Melissa's got some great tips on that page as well for you to go out and watch as our professional groomers out there.
Great, Joe. You know, I have an email blast to our groomer 411 coming out by Monday, and I'm certainly going to headline with this. What Melissa and you have done, we'll definitely be focusing on that for you. That goes out to about 25,000, and so because this is just really wonderful what you have put together here with this.
Well, we thank you for that, and you know, and it's one of our things that, you know, we're big fans of throwing around the word superpowers, and everybody has their gifts and their talents, and every one of us on our team, and I get, boy, oh boy, what an honor it is to, one, work for Melissa, but also to lead. It's such an honor to lead a really talented bunch of educators in our companies. And whether it is from our publishing part of our business up to our membership or our students, it's an honor not only to lead them, but watch how they use their superpowers. And we all have them. And now's the time where you're really seeing our team shine. And one of our superpowers is we have this vast library of education. Why wouldn't we make parts of it available to the community? Because we are in this together. I mean, it's and that's one reason why we called the page Come Together, because nobody's in this by themselves. Nobody's an island, unless you want to make yourself an island, which I would definitely not advise. But nobody is alone in this thing. So I've got people calling me just to bounce an idea off of me. I've got people reaching out and emailing our team to say, hey, listen, am I thinking about this correctly, or is this where I get my information from? In fact, just this afternoon, in about an hour, I'm going to be doing a video interview, and this will be on the Come Together page, a video interview with both Melissa and Renee. And Renee is our human resources manager at Melissa's companies. And, you know, there's a lot of our grooming professionals out there that, you know, they – if you come from corporate, you know what human resources is about. But if you've been in small business, there's a chance that a number of you have never had the opportunity to take advantage or benefit from a human resources professional, or maybe you can't afford it. We're going to be bringing Renee to you via video interview so that you can hear. She'll probably be a repeat guest. We're probably going to do two or three different episodes, but just about, especially for our business leaders out there, our grooming shop owners and salon owners, how to understand the emotional toil that this takes on your staff and how to be that shining, guiding light for them while also staying strong yourself. So everything from that to where are you getting your information from, and encouraging people to get the right information as far as how employees and employers work together through this process. So you're definitely going to want to, if you're out there, you're definitely going to want to go to the Come Together page. I would imagine that should be edited and launched on the page within just a day or two. So at least the first episode. So that's what you're going to want to go. And those are some of the things that we put up there. So some of the things we can do that other people can't do for themselves, it's okay. And if you have a recommendation, you can email me directly. And I will I'll take that into consideration about what else we put up on that page.
Yes, please do. That's great. I've had two people in the last couple of days too that found out it was okay. Their business is closed. They have a shop, and they said, you know, they're getting stir crazy being at home, and they asked locally, and it was okay for them to go down to their business, and they're just. They got some paint, and they're painting again. They're working on their shop, like you're saying, getting ready for something. Well, you know, it's a great idea if it's okay for you to travel out there and to be behind locked doors working in your business. You're not, I mean, you're totally distanced from the public. Maybe this is the time to go and do something to your shop, cleaning up what you hadn't cleaned, painting, whatever. Just stay busy if it helps you.
And Stephen, to your point, it's amazing. I am a huge fan of paint, not painting. There was a day, I guess, when I was younger, I didn't mind painting. The older I get, the more I dislike painting. But I will tell you, there is probably I don't know. There are probably some other ways to do this, but I will tell you that there are a few options that are so inexpensive that and doesn't take a lot of talent, doesn't take a lot of time to paint one wall or paint an entire room. It is amazing what it does for your psyche when your whole mood or the whole feeling of a room changes just by changing the color of the walls. So to your point, I think it's an exercise in therapy.
It is kind of therapeutic. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
We were so concerned about touching this, touching that, and whatever. It's just this pristine newness about, oh, look, it's freshly painted. It's just that new, sanitary, even whether it is, isn't, whatever, but it's just it's fresh and it feels cleaner or whatever. Yeah. And it is just healing. It's like, okay, we've moved through this. Now, look, oh, yeah, we're off to a fresh start again. You know, here we got it. So, yeah. Well, Joe, our show's just about coming to its limit here. It's been wonderful talking to you. We're going to do our work on our side and let the word go out about what you and Melissa have put together. And it's just wonderful. What can I say? It's wonderful what you're doing.
Well, and Stephen, you know, I guess my last words would be for the group for this session, and I'm sure we'll all talk again soon and you're going to see some stuff, but we will come out of this. I think it's going to be sooner than what you think. And unlike the recession, this thing definitely has a finish line at some point, and people will be ready to spend. The question is, will we be ready to serve?
Mm-hmm. Very good point. Yep. And let's give that webpage one more time. I'll say for you, it's learntogroomdogs.com, and the number 2 is in there for the not T-O. It's learntogroomdogs.com. And then just one word after that. It's 2 words, but you spell it out as one word. Come together. And that's it. LearnToGroomDogs.com. And we'll put that up on the board right away after the show for you, too. And so if any of you forget or whatever, just know, go over to the message board. You'll see a link to the Come Together page at Learn to Groom. We'll have an active link there for you. And Joe, we hope to have you on the show again sometime. Keep us up to date and stay safe and well. And I know you're busy, so I don't have to say stay busy. So.
All right. Well, you stay safe and stay healthy.
Okay. Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.